Trump calls for end to Israel-Iran war, says Putin agreed in call. By Nick Gilbertson on June 14, 2025. Washington President Donald Trump announced Saturday that he wants the war between Iran and Israel to come to an end and that Russian President Vladimir Putin agreed during a call they had in the morning. Trump took to Truth Social to reveal that Putin shared his sentiment about the conflict during a call in which the Russian president wished Trump a happy birthday in the morning. President Putin called this morning to very nicely wish me a happy birthday. But to more importantly, talk about Iran, a country he knows very well. We talked at length. Much less time was spent talking about Russia/Ukraine, but that will be for next week, Trump wrote. He is doing the planned prisoner swaps. Large numbers of prisoners are being exchanged, immediately, from both sides. The call lasted approximately 1 hour. He feels, as do I, this war in Israel-Iran should end. To which I explained, his war should also end, the president added. The post comes after Israel levied strikes on Iranian military leaders, nuclear scientists, nuclear sites, and refineries, as Breitbart News reported. Iran responded the same day with a barrage of attacks on Tel Aviv. Israel's strikes on Friday morning came after Trump said Thursday he did not want Israel to attack if a deal could be reached about Iran's nuclear program, suggesting that it could hurt talks with the U.S., but also noting it could be helpful in a way. It might help, actually, but it also could blow it, he told reporters in the East Room of the White House during a bill signing. After the strikes, Trump emphasized that Iranian leaders had ignored a 60-day ultimatum he had given them to make a deal, and he alluded to the opportunity for renewed negotiations with Iran. 2 months ago I gave Iran a 60-day ultimatum to make a deal. They should have done it. Today is day 61. I told them what to do, but they just couldn't get there. Now they have, perhaps, a second chance, he wrote in a post on Friday. A senior official with the Trump administration told Breitbart Washington bureau chief Matthew Boyle that special envoy to the Middle East Steve Witkoff and Iranians will not meet on Sunday following the strikes, but the White House hopes to resume talks very soon. While there will be no meeting Sunday, we remain committed to talks and hope the Iranians will come to the table soon, the official said.